Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. An AI expert at Concordia is warning Canadians that there could be a surge of AI-generated misinformation after the federal leadership debates. The leaders of the Canadian federal parties are meeting in Montreal for the leadership debates, with the French debate on April 16th and the English debate on April 17th. Ahead of these debates, the co-director of the Applied AI Institute at Concordia, Professor Fenwick McKelvey, spoke with CJLO News.
If you wanted to run a sophisticated campaign, you'd be running something where you'd be deep faking debate coverage to push a narrative about how the debate went. And I'm curious to be how prepared the debate commission is and the media for potential attacks around the debates, or potential mis- and disinformation campaigns that might be using deepfakes to strategically manipulate, or even just sophisticated editing to manipulate the kind of reaction and the narrative around debate.
McKelvey studies the impact of technology and AI on politics in Canada. He and a team of researchers at the Applied AI Institute ran a simulated AI election campaign scenario to see how journalists and fact-checking institutions could keep up with AI-generated misinformation. The study found that while not AI-generated information is convincing or realistic, bad actors are able to create far more content far faster than legitimate organizations can keep up.
Some of the evidence suggests is that as you become less confident of the quality of the information in the media environment, you kind of check out. And so this kind of creates a problem because people check out and then they get more news or more information from elsewhere. People are going to replace their information habits from going from news sources or, you know, trying to follow politics. And it's going to get supplemented by those sources which are trying to really hijack or nudge their way into non-political feeds. Mm-hmm. And that's going to basically potentially, you know, mean that voters are less informed or like are working against or at risk because they're just getting shown content where they're not really in a space to assess it.
McKelvey says it is unclear who may be behind AI-generated misinformation, but references a combination of potential actors.
Part of the problem is that it's very hard to know who's behind this. And there's, you know, at least three working theories is that, and it could be all three, is that you have traditional third parties. So these are, you know, non-affiliated kind of what we would call PACs in the United States involved in the election. That's normal, and that maybe they're more or less transparent, part name of the game. The second is that you're seeing advertising grifters, for lack of a better word, moving towards the Canadian election because it's a topic that's trending. And that's what we're likely seeing in some cases, at least in the reporting I've seen. And in the third, there's a suspicion now that this could be foreign interference, and this is something that is being used.
He warns that after the Canadian leadership debates, voters and media organizations should be extra cautious when scrolling through social media and passively consuming news content.
Credit to people that are going to establish sources as a key part. And so making sure that you are know where the information is coming from and that you're also being mindful of when you're consuming news content. I really think that, like, it's great if you want to, you know, doom scroll on TikTok all night long. That's chill. But it does make a difference if that's also when you're making a decision about getting your political news and information. I think being mindful about how you're building habits so that you don't get tricked.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.